6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday. That's right. It's hump day. September 21st, 2022, the day before the autumn equinox. Good time to start planting, huh? I think so. Anyway, aside from that, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, and we've got, of course, the 10% off specials going on at the Power Mall right now. Detox Clay Powder, Oxygen America products. Of course, you knew about North American Urban Spice because we just had Stephen Harkins on the show. And 10% off Strauss Naturals as well, the heart drops, the prostate formulas, all that good stuff. Plus, in addition to that, if you buy any clay product, including Perry Arledge's book, you get a free bottle of Tranquil with your order. And you can get another $10 off your order just by simply inputting on the checkout promo code FREE and the number 10. You get $10 off your order. Now, if you call Power Hour J and you just want to talk to a nice, sweet lady that handles all the orders out there, well, you just let her know, free 10, and she will use that code and give you $10 off your order in addition to the discounts we're already giving you. So that's one good thing out there for you. Got to bring that to your attention because obviously, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have been, concerned about, hey, am I making the right choice here on products because there's so many to choose from? Well, it's taken us 22 years to get there. Before we were talking about Trump's lawyers and they're declining the special master request on document declassification details, but in the meantime, the judge is saying, I don't want to see the classified documents, perhaps because of the fact that he is not authorized to look at them. Don't know the full tilt boogie on that one. So in the meantime, the FBI has a whistleblower from within its ranks that has just made public that this agency is manipulating case files to make it seem like America has a bigger domestic violent extremism problem than it does. This, according to Judiciary Committee ranking member Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. The whistleblower's disclosures indicate the way the FBI's field office in D.C. handles DVE cases related to January 6th diverges from established practice in such a way it overstates the national DVE threat. And this, of course, is what Jim Jordan is saying. Now, you can choose to believe it, or you can understand that they're trying to push the hot buttons of all of us who are sitting idly by, well, maybe not totally idly. You're stocking up on guns, food, and ammo, thinking that, you know what, they may show up at my doorstep. And if they do, holy hell is going to break loose at my gate. I may be going to meet Peter at the big gates, at the pearly gates, but I'm not letting them on my property. And this is the kind of thought process that's going on out there. It's just that nobody wants to talk about it out loud. So why don't I have a problem talking about it? We have freedom of speech. It's just like this sheriff in Bexar County, Salazar. You see, when you got these blue state cities that elect sheriffs like this, and they think that the Bexar County sheriff thinks he has the right to go after two sitting governors on charges that he doesn't even know what sticks. I mean, just getting on television and sticking his political nose into the middle of it and saying, well, I don't know what they could be charged with, but what they did was wrong. We're talking about sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Of course, now Governor DeSantis said, hey, these people went voluntarily. In fact, they signed consent forms, waiving all their rights to anything, knowing where they were going was a much better place than where they were. And now they're sitting in a military base. Huh? Yeah. Oh, not in our backyard. You see, now the real truth comes out about how the elitists behave. See, to them, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. They don't want these people in their backyard, even though there were 50 available jobs in the local paper on Martha's Vineyard that could have been filled. And they could have found ways to put these people up, but nope, they don't want them there. You're from Venezuela. Nope, we don't want you here. Now let's get him out of here. Let's be all nicey-nicey and make it look good for the media cameras. And so, you know, did you see all the pictures of the camera crews and the people waiting at the suburban Delaware airport waiting for a plane with illegal immigrants to show up near Sleepy Joe's summer beach house? I saw that. I was looking at my wife and I go, hey, you know what, sweetie? I said, I would love to watch them just say it's all a fake and just let them stay out there all night waiting for the plane to land. Let them sit there for 24 to 48 hours and, you know, pull a little April Fool stunt earlier. Nah, well, we decided to send them somewhere else. Sorry, you guys are waiting out there for, I mean, it'd be turnabout's fair play in the mainstream media, right? They showed up in droves out there when they found out there was a plane load of immigrants coming to Delaware to Rehoboth Beach. Ah, I'm telling you what, you could just have so much fun with this. I think it's hilarious. Just the notion that these people would all of a sudden show up so they can blast the Republican governors for trying to make a point. Again, we're right in the middle of tit for tat. I want to talk about the old fossil that's serving as the Senate minority leader right now. I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. Peter Navarro, former White House Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy and author of Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back, told Breitbart News yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is basically an old fossil that needs to go. He subverted former President Trump's Drain the Swamp pursuit by delaying appointments for top officials at federal government agencies and departments. And Navarro said, the only thing I'll give to his credit is that he helped President Trump get a lot of conservative judges appointed. Okay, good for him. But everything else he did was designed to screw Donald Trump, according to Navarro and what he said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Take from that conversation what you will. According to McConnell, he has been downplaying and telling people that Republicans have a better chance of winning the House than the Senate. See, McConnell doesn't want fresh blood that's not a rhino in the Senate. He's saying candidate quality has a lot to do with the outcome. Hey, Mitch, I got news for you. Why are they still electing you to office? That's what I want to know. See, a lot can change in 50 days, according to the quotes I'm hearing here. 50 days remain until the November 8th general election to determine whether Democrats are going to retain a majority in the House and Senate, or if Republicans can gain control of one of both or chambers. Here's the other thing. What if something happens to put us in a quandary so we can't go to the polls? Oh, well, let's go back to mail-in ballots. That's how they stole it last time. Mail-in ballots allowed all sorts of voter fraud to creep in. Remember that? The hanging Chad? Oh, my. You know, we can take that for what it's worth. We do know that, you know, these people that are over 80 years of age that are still serving in the Senate, you're going to go sometime. Why don't you just retire and enjoy all those millions you made in honorarium and whatnot? Why don't you just check out and just leave and go to retire and enjoy all those benefits that we, the people, don't get that you all yourselves voted for? Why don't you do that, Mitch? Take all the rest of those rhino blowhards with you while you're at it. You know, this is a real problem we have. You know, we have people in there. We got the Michael Jackson wannabe with a bad makeup day as the Speaker of the House. And if she gets ousted because of a shift in the political spectrum, she wants to go to Italy and be the ambassador. Boy, that's the last place I'd want to put her. I tell her to go back there and just get drunk with Paul, her husband. Just go sit there and just drink until you can't stand up. We don't need you anymore in the House of Representatives. You have done so much damage to this country, it's unbelievable. Folks, here is where we get really disgusted, really disillusioned. And you don't have to be. Because people, when they see stuff like this go down, they get frustrated. And then all of a sudden they start whining. And see, when you start whining, you become part of the problem. See, the whole idea when you hear news like this is to filter it out and think to yourself, self, here's what we can do. Let's make a difference. And how do we do that? We make sure that this chicanery that allegedly happened in 2020 doesn't happen this November. You got 50 days to make a decision to be part of the problem by not going to the polls and voting, not being a poll watcher or poll worker, not standing up for what works. You got to understand this. You don't have to let all of the negativity get under your skin. You just have to become more determined. Make sure that you are registered to vote, for starters. And get there. Make sure you get to go vote. Don't regard any of this political mumbo jumbo that might get spewed out for anything. They're going to get spewed out to discourage you. They may try a false flag attack. They might try, you know, oh, well, we have another COVID upsurge. And they'll put Fauci on camera again. You cannot believe a word this man says. The guy's a pathological liar that's going to be making 400 and something plus $1,000 a year, plus all of his other pension benefits and royalties, which are probably between him and his wife. They're going to be millionaires by the year. I don't feel sorry for these people. I would love to see Fauci and his little wifey get the Mussolini treatment. But like that's going to happen. Why? Because we're a civilized society. And as much as you're frustrated with these people and you know they're liars, you know, we're supposed to walk in love. You can only feel sorry for them. But see, the thing is, you know what they say about karma? It's a what? Let me hear it. Yep, I thought so. Karma is just that. And what goes around comes around. Just like that song by Rat. Remember that song from the 80s, big hair band Rat, called Round and Round, What Goes Around Comes Around? Yeah. Yeah, they get theirs. Big problem. So the whole idea is be part of the solution and ask, talk to your neighbors. Talk to people you meet in the store. Talk to your community and ask them, are you registered to vote? How are you going to vote? I know that's not my business, but are you sick and tired of what's going on in D.C. right now? Well, doesn't that influence your vote? Or you still want more of the same? You know what the definition of insanity is? We're facing it right now. Who wants to vote rhinos back in office if they're going to side with the Democrats and keep this nonsense going on, watching America implode? Because the more Sleepy Joe opens his mouth, the more Putin and Xi Jinping get pissed off, and the more they want to just press the magic button. Meanwhile, Hunter, who's sitting there listening to Puff the Magic Dragon while he gets more stoned into oblivion, has his daddy running shotgun and running interference for him. So, you know, unless we have a total shift in paradigm in Congress, we have the rest of Biden's 4 years to put up with of sheer hell. And it makes you wonder why veterans are committing suicide at a 37% higher rate than the VA is claiming. That's right. Department of Veterans Affairs is even misrepresenting the true facts behind all of this. This exhaustive study, which was 4 years in the making, looked at suicides and self-injury mortality or deaths classified as accidental or undetermined in those aged 18 to 64 between 2014 and 18, according to Stripes. The VA, meanwhile, is getting its suicide figures from county authorities where the deaths occur, which fails to identify veterans 18% of the time. Wow. They want to get the numbers down. You know, see, veterans are getting depressed because they can't get jobs. They feel like they're not wanted, or they're being ostracized. They're being discharged. They're not getting their benefits. Wow. It's a craziness. Total craziness. The most at risk of suicide are veterans who had served for under 3 years, had been demoted, and lived alone in a suburban or rural area. Just so you know. And by the way, let's look at the economy for a minute, because people seem to think that it's all about abortion. It's not about abortion, folks. The Democrats want to make it all about abortion. Look, if they want to go ahead and murder a child, which they've been doing, it doesn't matter. It's states' rights. This is what the Civil War was fought over, states' rights, not slavery. If these women don't want to keep their legs crossed, don't want to abstain, and want to sit there and listen to all of this garbage, which is objectifying them. You see, that's the sad state of affairs. They're buying into this crap. And it is. It's just what it is. It's objectifying women. The idea that my body, my choice. You know, I get that. I get that argument about the fact, well, if it was my body, my choice, then why do we have these mandates to get the jab? No, I get it. I do. I really get it. We can, if you're a Democrat, you can call the show right now. I will have a conversation with you. I really do. I want to find out how you think. Why you think that the state should not be allowed under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. You better bring the data if you're going to get on the show. 844-769-2944, by the way, the lines are open. And we're not going to have, you know, these conversations about your ill-informed behavior. You know, if you're a Democrat and you've got this issue with abortion, that's going to be your number one thing that drives you to the polls to continue to vote for the same garbage for the next 2 years or 6 years in the case of the Senate with the same gobbledygook and running our country into the ground. If that is the most important thing to you, you know, I really feel sorry for you because you're not educated enough. That's why our mantra here is knowledge is power. By the way, we've had another Tesla vehicle catch fire and burn. Did you know? Another Tesla burst into flames. You know, it took Connecticut firefighters 25,000 plus gallons of water to put the fire out. Wow. And they had to struggle to put out the blaze. Fire departments now are recognizing the fact electrical vehicle fires pose a significant danger and need further training to handle them appropriately. Wow. And they want to make these things a legitimate thing as far as climate change. They want everybody to buy an electric vehicle when the danger of people getting burned up in their cars actually exists. You know, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know that I want to invest in Tesla stock now. Chance, you're on the phone, sir. How are you?
Hello, Dave. You know, the state of West Virginia just became the second state to make abortion illegal. How many states do you know have made the same decision? And which one is the first one, do you know?
Well, no, I mean, several states have already mandated abortion and that it is illegal. They've already taken that step, starting with Alabama and Mississippi. I mean, everybody has put some sort of limitations or restrictions or prohibitions. I think right now we're looking at probably 2/3 of the United States is that way. I'm not sure who the first state was, because these things have been enacted for quite some time. And it's forced people that when they want to get an abortion, they have to go to another state that allows it in order to get it. And, you know, I know that Michigan does. California has just now proclaimed itself to be an abortion sanctuary. And you've got these woke employers that are saying, look, we'll even pay for you if you want to go get an abortion. to go to another state. We'll fly you there because it's a whole lot easier for us and less expensive to go out and finance your pregnancy and pay for the cost of raising a kid. Our health insurance would be cheaper if we're only taking care of you. No, it is unbelievable. But, I mean, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is why I don't want to make – abortion should not be the main reason, Chance, that people go to the polls.
Oh, yeah, I know. But regardless, it's I'm pretty glad they made it illegal here, with the exception, I believe, of incest or rape, I believe, within the first, 8 weeks. So I was just curious, because I don't listen to the mainstream at all, but I heard it here. And that's all I wanted to say, Dave Meister. Now, thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem, sir. Good luck in the the Mountaineer State? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. West by God, Virginia.
There you go. By God. God bless you, sir. Have a good week. Here's how much a new monthly mortgage is going to cost. Mortgage rates have exceeded 6%, rising alongside the Fed's inflation-busting tightening efforts. Yeah, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.02% for the week ending September 15th, according to the new Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey. Yeah, PMMS. Let's just take that market out and just call it PMS. Yeah, we have a Federal Reserve controlling our fiat currency and manipulating the markets. God, why am I not surprised? See, it pays to be mortgage-free. Here's a little tip for those of you who don't want to, listen to tech entrepreneurs like Elon Musk weighing in on the inflation debate as the Fed tees up another jumbo rate hike. How about downsizing? you got to love that. Back with more of your news and phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here, 28 minutes after the hour in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Sorry, Paul Alexander, we can't reach him for some reason out there. We don't know what happened. Hope he didn't die of COVID. Anyway, we'll take more of your news and phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft
that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strauss heart drops, the world-famous Strauss heart drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Noon Central Time, September 21st, 2022. And, of course, tomorrow, once again, is the autumn equinox. For those of you keeping track of your calendar, Dave Krieger with you. And here's the thing. We were talking about economics before we I took Econ 101 in college. You know, there is some good news out there. Cato Institute, every so often, even though I sometimes have a real hard time digesting a lot of what they say, because the Cato Institute is like one of these libertarian think tanks. In the past few years, the federal government's passed massive subsidy bills and damaging tax hikes. Democrats are rapidly growing the government. Republican leaders seem incapable of articulating a pro-market agenda in response. It has been a nightmare for fiscal conservatism. Rhinos aren't helping matters much, folks. There is good news on fiscal policy, however. A wildfire of state income tax cuts is sweeping the nation. Republicans are leading the reforms, but even Democratic states are now offering some taxpayer relief. Why do I think this is all political? States could have spent all the extra money. Republicans have pressed for pro-growth tax cuts in state after state. More than 20 states have cut individual or corporate income tax rates, with some of the reforms being phased in over time. So you got to wonder whether it's all politically motivated. I mean, if it wasn't, why would Cato do a story on states that have made these are actually doing better in their economies? Is because, is it that we've been so conditioned as taxpayers to blow with the wind? Is that what this is all about? By the way, DeeVee's going to be on our show pretty soon. We always like it when she comes back on because, you know, we get some real down-to-earth stuff, some serious conversation. Under the energy sector, experts, and I've had multiple conversations with my folks at EMP Shield, experts say upgrading the U.S. power grid could cost $2 trillion between now and the year 2050, with more rolling blackouts expected. And what do you think the number one cause threatening the power grids are? Electric vehicle charging. Fires, health and environmental issues, the high costs. Electric vehicle mandates not the only thing threatening American power grids. Utility grid operators have been warning that the rush to replace fossil fuels with renewable energy sources is also threatening power grids. More of the same was recently reported by Full Measure. America's push to move faster to green energy is compounding stress on the current system and creating a new brand of energy crisis in the U.S. In this article, Scott Thuman is reporting on the growing power problem. And it's, you know, the high maintenance cost. Tesla is increasing electric vehicle charging prices again this year. Why in Hades I mean, let's look at the other side of this stuff. If you watched the Grid Down Power Up, and I'm going to repeat this website, griddownpowerup.com. I've watched this twice already, taken notes, called my guys at EMP Shield, and I said, hey, do you know that York County, South Carolina is claiming that they've solved their EMP infrastructure problem? I would like to find out how they did it. Apparently, there's another company out there. It starts with an S. I didn't quite catch the name in time. But if you watch the video, this is what the county administrators are saying, that York County, South Carolina is now EMP protected. I don't know. I don't know. I'm admitting something here. Okay? Understand, we're all human. We've all done a certain level of research. And when you see these videos out there, you got to kind of understand that the way the videos are structured is to make a point. And they got, of course, they got Dennis Quaid to narrate the video. And so when Dennis Quaid narrates the video, he acts like he really is concerned. He does it in a matter-of-fact way, which makes it, you know, much like when Inside Job was done and they had Matt Damon narrate Inside Job. You would think that the problem itself would rub off on the person that's doing the narrating and they would see the bigger picture. But the thing is, and if you watch the video, you'll hear about FERC and NERC. FERC, F-E-R-C, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, and NERC, which is National Energy Regulatory Council. And these are 12 trustees. This is just about as bad as ERCOT, the bunch in Texas that allowed 210 people to die and a whole bunch of property damage. What happened last February of 2021? Yeah, that bunch, ERCOT, nonprofit. Yeah, we know how that works. Well, here's the thing. When you have Congress saying that we are not authorized to go out and do anything for the infrastructure of our electric grid past the point of distribution from the power plants themselves, which are regulated by FERC. So once that energy leaves the nuclear power plant, federal jurisdiction from these agencies is over. And it's distributed down these high voltage power lines you see all over the country. And the utility grid operators are the ones, and there's some numbering like 3,500 to 5,000 at last count. Depends on who's counting and what you're looking at them. Some of them could include the sub carriers that resell, that would bring it up to 5,000. But you get like 3,500 or so major grid suppliers, and then you get sub-suppliers that basically buy their electricity, like Pernellas Electric Cooperative buys its energy from, you know, the Lower Colorado River Authority, LCRA, and resells it. And, of course, it makes a profit. And, of course, when you join PEC, you are a member. And so, therefore, there are benefits to joining it. Well, utility grid operators are saying, we don't want to spend money upgrading our grid. We're happy just the way things are right now, EMP aside. And the federal government says, well, we can't do that. We can't pay for this stuff because it's not in our jurisdiction. We can't send money to the utility grid operators. And so here's our deadlock, folks. You wonder why. And we're talking $50 billion, according to the experts in this video. What we pay to subsidize Pakistan every year, $50 billion of money that we give them, taxpayer dollars. Here we go, buying our friends again. And this is the problem we face. And now they're expecting more rolling blackouts. And they want you to buy a Tesla or some other electric car that can't keep a charge. And they want you to get on an airplane that will only fly up to 250 miles before it needs a recharge. Wow. And of course, this ESG, this is simply a socialist plot by a group of corporate elites disguised as free market, according to Andy Pudzer, who wrote an article on it, which is included in our email blast. And who's behind it? BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, all of them. They're all behind it. Tom in Michigan, go for it.
And the reincarnation kick. Okay.
Really? We're going to do that again?
No, this is all new stuff. You didn't give me enough time.
It's all new stuff.
I got too much stuff. Okay. Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 11 through 15. Basically, the one they call Jesus is saying that John the Baptist is Elijah. And the same thing, essentially, in Matthew 17, verses 10 through 13. And then it was common knowledge that, reincarnation wasn't common knowledge, because in Mark's chapter 6, starting around 14, Matthew 16, starting around 13, Mark 8, starting around 27, Luke 9, starting around 18, it talks about how people thought that the one they called Jesus was Elias or one of the other prophets. So, I mean, like I say, it was apparently common knowledge among the people. Herod thought that the one they called Jesus was John the Baptist come back to haunt him or something. He risen from the dead. But I guess that's a... Yeah, that's a little different.
So what are we going to have? Like, this is like Scream BC.
Well, I'm just saying that, I guess a lot of people aren't ready for that, for a complex subject like that, where, it's too complex to talk about. It's like if you have a world, you have a whole lot of different countries, reincarnation, there's a lot of different aspects. It's not just, if you did something bad, you're going to come back as a dog or something like that. And I know a lot of the fundamentalist Bible thumpers, they like to mock the doctrine and say things like that. And I don't know, I just can't associate with them, because, they want me to go there and sit in the pew and tell me things that they don't know what they're talking about, and then I'm supposed to pay for the privilege, get up, sit down.
Well, you mean when the offering plate comes around, is that what you're talking about, paying for the privilege? I got a question, Tom.
Yeah,
you never answered
it. Yeah, I'm not going to be.
Never
I don't
answered
be
me
a
the
moocher.
Last time. Yeah, I know. I wanted
I don't
to ask
be
you,
a mo-
you know, but Tom,
go
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you if you. We're going to come back reincarnated. What would you come back as? You never answered my question.
Oh, yeah. That took some thinking. But, yeah, I want to come back as me with the knowledge I have from this life. I've had to work so hard for it, and I've had a lot of gains. And, I'd like to be able to retain this knowledge. I just don't know if I'll be good enough to be able to do that. And I thought up the word that. The word that is character. I think that's what we develop in this life. Even if I don't remember, the knowledge I have, that character will be part of me, and so I'll make better decisions. So I'll get closer to that goal. And I think that makes yeah. So I
get that. Okay. Well, thanks for answering my question. As far as that goes,
you're welcome.
I've got a ton of stuff I've got to get to, Tom. I appreciate your call. We'll do some research in Matthew and see what he says. There is a rescue effort, by the way, underway. Some 230 whales have been beached on Tasmania's west coast just 14 days after, or rather just days after, 14 sperm whales were found beached on an island off the northwestern Tasmania coast. Yeah, this is crazy. Department of Natural Resources and Environment Tasmania said marine conservation experts were traveling to the site of a mass stranding of what appeared to be pilot whales on Ocean Beach near Macquarie Harbor. In the COVID-related section, which I wanted to really get into this with Paul Alexander, but of course, he's like incognito, I guess. Yeah, it's just one of those kinds of things. when you can't get him to respond, maybe he got his time schedule mixed up. I don't know. Depends on what part of the country they call in. And see, that's one of the reasons why I bring up the fact that we're in central time here, is so that people who are listening to the show know when they call in what hour of the day it is and that they can reach us at a certain specific point in time. Charles in Ohio. What's going on?
Good afternoon. Hope you're well today.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I was just calling regarding one thing Tom asked the other day when you were discussing abiotic oil for some proof, and I believe that there's a device called Aquafuel, and it's featured on the internet. It's a way, it's a manufactured gas that you can see. It mirrors many of the things that go on within the earth, where it produces a petroleum hydrocarbon fuel product. The pressure and the heat, and I'd say that goes a long way. And that talks about something I constantly talk about. It's regarding, like you're speaking about, the grid down situation. I'd see that there is a solution, and the solution is decentralization, and that's where people make their own power, you know, with a generator or whatever. But one part of that is, if you have a generator, you can make a manufactured gas. And like I say, from the first gas utilities in the 1850s up to 1960, most of the a large amount of the gas was manufactured gas. They hadn't started drilling and mining gas wells up to the early 1900s. So it can be, when you manufacture gas, it can be done several ways with wood and tar, wood and oil, and there are many other things. And see, and that's what was happening when Edison started going after Rockefeller's monopoly, and that's what happened. Edison saw the trouble Rockefeller got into, and so he didn't attack it the same way. He wanted to be the richest man in the world like Rockefeller was, but he knew that the government would come after him if he did it the same way. But he knew to sell power, you have to have to manufacture it. And the way he manufactured it is the way we should, and it comes into the electric car debate that's going on now. See, and in the early 1900s, when Edison was trying to sell all his power, he knew he had to make the power. Well, he made it the same way. He ended up going to Niagara Falls, of course, but for other areas, they knew that the water wouldn't be accessible. They researched thoroughly the internal combustion engine to generate power, and it's used, of course, diesel engines to make power. But he got a patent, and they researched the high efficiency internal combustion engines. And see, that's you're looking at the same thing with power generation and electric cars that they're trying to push on us. And see, it's the same debate that went on then. See, and that's the last thing our government wants, is us to realize we can make our own power, because that's the only thing that holds all the governments around the world together, is their monopoly on the power and the oil coming in, and they addict us to it. Yeah.
Well, and that's typical, Charles. We know that. And, you know, it is the craziness of it all. And when they try to change our minds, knowing what you know, I don't think your mind could be changed. I think you're basically on a one-way course to independence as far as power goes. I appreciate any links that you can send us, because of our time. We're kind of limited here. And if you email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and you can send me some links that you're referencing as far as how people can become energy independent, I'd love to see it. And I appreciate your call. Alan in Texas, you're on the line. What's going on, sir? Are we there? Okay, Alan, call back. I don't know. We got a bad connection. Something happened here. The hospital, by the way, in Houston Methodist, remember how they were all mandating the vaccine? and they fired hundreds of employees who refused to get the original vaccines and later mandated the booster shots? Guess what is happening now? Because all these people, they lost all these employees. They found out their healthcare system sucks. And so now they're not mandating the new booster just yet. They're waiting to see if we surge again and what the scientific data will show. Yeah, that's what their spokesperson said, Stephanie Aysen. You got to love this. What scientific data were you using? She didn't respond. Ah, you got to love it. This is the sort of stuff that goes on. The people don't have the data. And if they're going to rely on Fauci and the CDC and the FDA, boy, they're going to be in a world of hurt. They might as well just close the hospital. Do us all a favor. People can go somewhere else where we don't have these stupid mandates being enforced. Hey, and by the way, Stephanie Aysen, your spokeswoman for the hospital, did you get the news? Biden just said it on 60 Minutes. There's no more pandemic. So kiss it. Alan, you're back on. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, actually the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Association, at one point in time had information on how to build a wood gas generator. There's different types, updraft, downdraft. One's more efficient than the other. But basically, really what I was calling about was your earlier reference, to this trouble with putting out these electric, car fires. Well, this is a basic fact of chemistry that you can't be interpreted any other way. You mix lithium with water, and you get a very violent exothermic reaction.
Oh, I mean, how right you are. I forgot all about that.
Yes. Yeah, if you have lithium and you want to store it, we did this in a lab. You had to pull it out of a little vat of oil and dry it off, and then you drop it in some water, and it just violently, almost explodes. It's a very violent reaction. So that's why they're having so much trouble with these, using a fire truck to put out car batteries.
Well, that's like what we used to do in chemistry class when we dropped a pellet of magnesium in a quart of water and watched the thing go off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, lithium and water is a very violent reaction. It's a basic fact of chemistry, and they're wondering why they're having to spend thousands. Well, basically, they put enough water on it until all the lithium just basically disintegrates. It reacts until it's not there anymore. So that's just basic fact of chemistry.
Yeah, but so if they would have used chemical fire extinguishers, they would have probably put it out sooner.
Throw motor oil on it would be a lot better than putting water on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can. Motor oil. There we go. See, now we have something we could do with. Yeah, we have something we could do with our recycled motor oil, don't we? Oh, this is great, Alan. Thanks. Thanks for that. I appreciate you. Oh, you got to love it. See, I love it when the audience brings their own material. See, now, Alan, you have to understand, it's a chemical background, right? Chemistry background. See, he gets that. Oh, wow. Throw motor oil on it. And here they're out there educating their fire departments, and we're coming up with solutions right here on the Power Hour. You see, that's what I like about this show. Because you're either part of the problem and you're part of the solution. So don't be a whiner. Wow. Get to the polls and vote and change this nonsense that's going on. Now, if D.C. is occupying your every waking move, this is another problem that we seem to be having. And I'm trying to find sympathy here for people that just sit there buried in front of mainstream media, and that includes Fox, and get their latest round of pablum and sit there and get frustrated and upset and don't like life the way it is and get depressed and stop watching it. I do enough of the news reporting here to figure this out. And see, the thing is, if you don't have somebody analyzing it and trying to make sense of it all to understand exactly what in Hades is going on and why we're getting hit with this stuff and what it's trying to get us to do, it's all psyops, folks. All psyops, psychological operation designed to manipulate the mind prior to the election cycle. So you're going to go out and do stupid things. Oh, well, we have to have a savior. How about God? Yep. Potatoes, by the way, did you know? Besides making vodka, they're one of our top storage crops, believe it or not. With the right varieties and good storage conditions, they're going to last from fall harvest to when the next crop comes in. And we actually, under gardening, farming, and homesteading section, we have tips for harvest, curing, and how to store potatoes for the long term. See, I told you we're all about solutions. Now, if you're not shopping at the Power Mall, you should be because, you know, the end of the week's coming pretty quick. Not only is autumn equinox tomorrow, and of course, we'll be back on with more news and your comments and calls and guests. You know, understand that we take the time to put these articles in an email blast for you to read because we don't, they're just not enough hours in the day to cover all of this stuff. I do want to reach out and commend Yeshiva University, though. It has suspended all club activities after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that says it has to recognize a LGBT group. So you know what they did? They said, you know what? Here is it. We're going to just ban and suspend all club activities. Yep. So there's no civil rights. God love you, people. You're doing the right thing. Yeah, I know. It gets really frustrating out there, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. Dave Krieger with you. We are out of time for today here on the Power Hour, but we will be back, and you can be sure of that tomorrow with more news and information for you. Knowledge is power. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.